All right. Hello, everybody. How are you? Good. Nice to be here. I'm in a great mood today, actually, because I had sex with my wife, which is amazing. It is. We never have sex anymore, my wife and I, because we have a baby, and our baby is a fucking asshole. It's brutal. Now I understand the baby in the garbage. I wouldn't do it, but I understand it. We don't sleep. We never have sex. It's ridiculous. It's been so long. The other night, I woke up to crying. My penis was crying. Like, we never do it anymore. Why not? She won't let us.
Get somebody else, that bitch. I hate her.
You can't. I don't know why my penis is Mexican. It just kind of... just kind of worked out that way. No, man, the last time we had sex, it's been so long that even now when I masturbate, I just fantasize about other times that I masturbated. That's all I have to work with now. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. That was good.
But so today, finally, we're having sex, and it was great. But I was trying not to have an orgasm because I wanted her to have a shot at it. Because I like her, you know? So I'm trying to think of things to not come. And you know, you have to do that. And it's a weird thing about sex that at the moment of ecstasy, the woman is thinking about just glory and beautiful things, and the guy's thinking of dog shit or whatever it is to maintain her up there. You gotta, you know, she's like, flowers and puppies and happy and Nixon's face with crap all over it, something. Liza Minnelli having diarrhea. I don't know, something, help me. So I was trying to remember what I used to think about to not come, and I couldn't remember because it's been 1,000 years, and I'm trying to think, and I started thinking about Walmart, and I had to go to Walmart to get a watch battery. And I was remembering being at the jewelry counter at Walmart. How depressing is that, the jewelry counter in a Walmart? You could clean it out for 40 bucks, the whole thing. And I was remembering being there, and the lady at work's a big fat lady, and she's like, she's literally making that noise. She's like, and she's got hair just shooting out of her face. Just, she had hair in her eyeball, and I'm remembering this fat, gross, hairy lady, and I had a huge orgasm. I just shot up. I don't know what happened, but so I got to get that checked out. That's a problem. Yeah, we have a baby. It's great having a baby. I love it. We were thinking of adopting a baby from a third world country. It's good to do that because you don't have to worry about them. You leave them outside, whatever. But we went... but we... No, we had a baby and... it's a big responsibility having a baby, right? You have to name your baby. That's a big responsibility, you know? Because whatever you name your baby, other kids in school are going to make fun of their name. It doesn't matter what you name them, they're going to find a way to rhyme it and make them feel bad. Like Joey Blowy, Louie Screwy, Mike, your mother's a dyke, whatever. They find a way. They can do this with any name. What's your name, sir? Bob, you fat jerk. See? So we decided to name our daughter something nobody can mess with, so we named her Diarrhea Elbow Fart. Because really, you can only improve that name. We live in upstate New York, and it's a very depressed area. People are very depressed. People's lives are just kind of shitty where we live in upstate New York. You can tell because you drive by, and people are just standing on their front lawns just like, this sucks! And I was driving through this town in upstate New York, and this is during the war, and there's this guy with a sign on the street corner, and it says, honk if you love America. And he's like, it's like really aggressive. Like if you're not honking, he's like, honk! So I'm at a red light and the guy's right there and I'm not honking. Now, whatever I feel about America is not the point. I'm not gonna honk because this guy decided that because he has a magic marker, if I don't honk, I'm a so I wouldn't honk. Like what if I go up to him with a t-shirt that says, lick my balls if you love Jesus? You know. Come on! What are you, a Jew? Let's go! Lick up! I saw a sign today at the park. I went to the park. I like going to the park because I can masturbate without my wife bothering me, you know? So I go to the park. And there's a sign at the park. It's a no drinking sign. It didn't say no drinking, actually. It was like a picture of a martini glass with a line through it. Are those really the people causing the problems with the drinking in the parks? It's like, hey, you're right!